How perfect. Back at my desk from lunch with 2 minutes to spare. I really want to keep up the good impression I'm making at this new company. What's this? A teddy bear on my desk. Oh, there's a note. From your secret admirer. That's weird. Something I would expect on Valentine's Day, not days afterwards. Oh, there's something written on the back. Don't worry, you'll know who this is soon enough. Even more cryptic. Oh, fuck. I forgot to turn off my phone. Not allowed to have my phone on in my desk at work, so I'll just put it on vibe. Oh my. Wow. I didn't expect that text. It says, here's a little clue from your secret admirer, with a dick pic attached. And there is nothing little about that. But I don't recognize that dick. I mean, the photo quality's not that great, but... It is a nice one, though. Fuck. I'm already licking my lips. No. Lacey, do not start this again. Work is not for getting cock. I need to tell whoever sent this that, too. I don't want a repeat of what happened at my last job. Hey, Jenny? Did you happen to see anyone at my desk? The sandwich guy? You mean the cute guy from the deli downstairs? I guess that could make sense. He's always really nice to me. Okay, well, if you see him, can you let me know? What? By the supply closet. Shit, I better get him before he goes back down to the deli. Hey! Oh, there you are. Can we just talk for a minute? No, in here. Yeah, I know, it's a supply closet. It'll just be a minute, just so no one sees us, okay? Okay. Look, I know you left something on my desk earlier, right? You did, right? Okay, good. I didn't want to have the wrong person. And I, like, so appreciate the gesture. Like, so, so much. But I just started working here, and I don't want to get a reputation around here yet. I already had that at my last job, and I know that was my fault. I get it. I slept around a lot there. Maybe you know someone from my old workplace, which is... why you sent me, well, you know, what you sent me on my phone. Very impressive, by the way. Don't get me wrong, it's tempting, like, so tempting. Especially for someone like me, who's been trying really hard to be good for the last few weeks. But I'm just not looking for anything serious. Or anything that will get me into trouble, really. So if you're looking for a relationship, you're not. Oh, okay, so just something casual, is that it? You're not sure what I'm talking about. That's cute. You look really embarrassed. I know, you probably figured you wouldn't get caught, especially this soon. That's why you did the whole anonymous thing to begin with, huh? Well, Jenny saw you at my desk. No, it's okay, I get it. You don't want to have to spell it out. But you do want me, right? You think I'm hot? Is it... these tits of mine, or are you an ass kind of guy? I mean, you are hard right now, so it's pretty obvious you like what you see. Like, you are really blushing. Look, I don't want to torture you, but like I said, I just can't become the office slut here. So, like, the best I could do is maybe a hand job here in the supply closet. And it'd have to be quick, like super quick, so no one suspects. Besides, it's not like you work here. You're not officially a co-worker, so it should be fine. If I just unzip you like this. Oh, don't worry. It's okay. It's not like I haven't already seen it. I didn't notice this curve to the left in the picture. Or this vein running up and down your shaft. I guess maybe it was the angle of the shot. It's hard to tell, plus it's dark in here. But still so tempting. And again, I find a lot of cocks tempting. But no, I'm not gonna blow you, just stroke you. Like this. Oh, I guess maybe a little lube would help. Maybe if I just lean down, slip my mouth over it for a quick suck or two and get it wet. Just like this. Okay. Oh, I guess that should do it. I'll go back to stroking. Oh, you're so hard. Your cock really does look good in my hand. The head just slipping up between my grip, over the top of my fingers when I get all the way down to the base like this. And then it disappears back into my fist as I slide my hand all the way back up. Oh, fuck. You're leaking pre-cum. I can feel it coating between my fingers. Smell it, too. Okay, look. It's just too tempting for me to have to watch my hand jacking your cock off. I'm gonna turn around and put my back towards you. Don't worry. I'll slide my skirt up so you can see my ass like this. Sounds like you are an ass guy. I figured as much. Now I'll reach one hand around and stroke your cock for you, okay? Oh, yeah. Maybe just rub the tip of your wet, pre-cum-soaked cock against my smooth, round ass cheeks. Just jack you off like this. How's that feel? You really are speechless, aren't you? You know, this isn't a very comfortable stroking position for my hand. I'm good at jacking cocks off. I just don't think I can get the job done for you like this. I guess if you want, though, you could just jack off against my ass, or, I don't know, maybe use my ass cheeks to get yourself off? No penetration, obviously. I'm not into that. Well, that's not true. I mean, what girl doesn't love anal and a cock in her ass, but... What? Did you say something, or was that just a whimper? Anyway, I'm trying to be good, so no penetration. You can understand that, right? But if you want, I can slide my panties down just past my knees, like this. Oh, gosh. There's not too much room for me to bend over in this small space, but I can lean my tits against the back of the door and push my ass out towards you like this. And then you can just slide your hard cock between my buns like a hot dog. Hey, I guess that's where the term hot dogging comes from. Why didn't I ever think of that before? Like, it's so obvious now. Oh, shit, sorry, I'm rambling. Just go on. Step in closer and put your cock between my buns. Then you can jack it off between my ass cheeks. Oh, yeah. Oh, like that. Maybe if you need more lube, you could feel free to just spit on it. Oh yeah, like that. Just spit down my ass crack. Oh, I really feel you back there. Oh, you know, you can squeeze my ass cheeks tighter around your cock. Oh, God, that curve in your cock feels good. All right there. Oh, the head kind of tickles my asshole. Sorry, you're whimpering again. What? You're getting close. Oh, me too. Wait. Shit, I didn't think about the mess. I just usually take all of the cum inside one of my holes. Like, right up my ass. Just milk all of that cum with my tight, tight ass. Fuck! No, wait, no, don't! Oh, fuck. 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 Oh my god, that's warm cum between my ass cheeks. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, god. Such a sloppy mess when you slide your cock up between my cum-sucked cheeks like that. Oh, shit. Oh, god, it's okay. You couldn't hold back. You did warn me. So you wanted me that bad, huh? Feels like you've been saving it up for a while, too. There's so much between my ass cheeks. Well, I guess I can't blame you. You've probably had a crush on me since I started working here, right? But a word of advice, okay? The secret admirer thing, it's a bit creepy. The dick pic helped, but stuff like that usually freaks most women out. What do you mean? I'm talking about the teddy bear with the note you left on my desk. No. You did. I asked you. And you said you left something on my desk. A new menu for the deli? That's what you left on my desk? So you didn't... You're not my secret admirer? Shit, well, why didn't you stop me? Okay, well, duh. Fine, I get why you didn't stop me, but... Fuck. You can't tell anyone about this, okay? Me? Who am I gonna tell? You have a girlfriend? Okay, good. That's good. Because this will have to then be our little secret, right? Exactly. I won't tell your girlfriend, and you won't mention this to anyone at work. Oh, perfect. That is a big relief. What? Sure, of course. Yeah, head on back to the deli. I took up too much of your time already, I guess. Fuck, that was close. I have to get back to work, too. I'll just slide my dress down over my cum-splattered ass. God, I'm gonna feel his cum on my ass all afternoon. At least I didn't fuck him. And no one at work will know. Well, unless they smell my ass. I just need to forget this ever happened. Walk back to my desk like this and... Wait. Now there's a huge bouquet of flowers on my desk. Oh, wait a minute. They must be Jenny's. Looks like she left her purse here, too. Hang on. That's my name on the card between the flowers. Let's just see what it says. The most beautiful flowers for the most beautiful girl. From your secret admirer? Oh, no. Not again.